Intervju Radija Študent.
Lep pozdrav v intervjuju Radija Študent, kjer nocoj gostimo bosansko skladateljico in pianistko Belmo Bešlič in avstrijskega zvočnega umetnika, skladatelja in improvizatorja Bernharda Gala. Oba tvorita interdisciplinaren projekt Vortex, s katerim bosta predstavila raznolike vidike svojega dela nocoj ob 20. v tovarni Rok na brezplačnem nastopu, ki bo drezal v polje interdisciplinarnih zliti in stranpoti glasbe, videa, prostora, improvizacije, kompozicije, sodobnega teatra in še česa v iskanju členjene percepcije časa. Poslušamo kratek izsek iz klavirske kompozicije 88 Bernharda Gala, na to pa sledi pogovor.
Here with us are Belmo Bešlič and Bernhard Gal, who are part of the Vortex project. Hello.
Hello.
First of all, I would like to start with this project, Vortex project, which, as I can see, is a kind of a mixture of what you do as an artist in the field of not only music, but in a kind of multimedia environment.
Yeah, of course. As you may be. Do you want to say something about that, or should I, Bernhard?
You started, so go ahead.
Okay. Okay, we imagined this project kind of last year, and it's constructed out of modules, and every module has its own thematic, of course. It's Relive, yeah, from Bernhard Gall. It's a laptop performance where he's using field recordings that he's then live manipulating on the stage. Mm-hmm. Then we have Textur 3 and 4. That's a combination of photography and phonography. It's also a concept of Bernhard Gall. Then we have Hibernation. That's a music theater where you have light, scenography, electronics, and costumography, and so on.
Video,
of course, yeah, video projections. Then Utopia Planitia, that's for electronics, video, also space exploration and thematics. Then we have two piano pieces, which will not be performed in Ljubljana tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That's 88 of Bernhard Gall and Echo of me. It's for piano and also video projection. Have I missed something? What else?
That's about it, no?
Yeah, that's about it.
That's already too much for one evening.
Yeah.
Why did you choose these, let's say, pieces or works to function? Do you feel there is a kind of a kind of substance there that links your work together?
Yes, I mean, the basic idea was to think about time and perception of time. Mm-hmm. And so all of those projects have some perspective on how we as human beings work with this aspect of our lives in a very abstract and general way. And there are sometimes what links all these pieces together probably is that they are all very reduced and minimal mm-hmm. in their character. They are very different in sound and the way everything from a classical piano score to laptop improvisation. But I think the aesthetics is not that far away from each other. Sometimes you... I think basically it's about listening and being open to silence also mm-hmm. and how to perceive time, which is something that works fine if you create a very reduced environment, also in terms of light. So in my laptop performance, it's going to be very dark, mm-hmm. basically nothing else than just the light from the laptop screen. And I think this makes already a difference in order to hear better mm-hmm. if you're not distracted by video or anything else. And in 88, the piano piece, it is a very simple structure of keyboard notes. Every little note of the piano keyboard is touched once. Mm-hmm. And so it's a very conceptual approach to about the body, the physical body and the vibrations of a piano. Mm-hmm. And what happens when you really focus on the quality of sound production of a piano and how those tones melt into each other and vibrate in the body of the piano. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned silence. Do you think that silence is currently, or should we say in last 10 years, really reactualized in music, in contemporary music, for instance, through works of the composers from Wandelweiser Group, or in improvisation with some musicians from so-called reductionist music scene?
I think it was always there mm-hmm. as a concept. I mean, you can trace it back as far as Japanese stone gardens or tea ceremony. Mm-hmm. So it's not really a product, I think, of modernism mm-hmm. or the last century. But of course, it was rediscovered in the avant-garde scene of last century, starting with things like John Cage mm-hmm. and so on. And then new generations always rediscover things that already exist in a new style, maybe. Mm-hmm. And you have this reduced improv scenes like Berlin scene, which is very minimal, yeah. or was very minimal for a while, or the mm-hmm. Japanese scene with Sachiko and so on. Mm-hmm. So I think everyone, it's not that popular right now, I think. Yeah. But it's a personal thing. I don't always do very minimal things, but this tour is about it. It's about time and silence and reductive elements. And in a way, it's hard for people that are not used to experimental music to be open to nothingness, you know?
Yeah, that's more provocative than... The main reason why I ask you that, because I still feel that silence is still kind of, in a way, prohibited from music.
It's even more shocking to many people than harsh noise.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of also hard to bear, yeah. Or people who are, yeah. You really have to be into yourself when you're listening and to think about it and not to. Because the audience often expects from you to bring them something and to provoke something. But I think kind of in this project, it functions in a more or less opposite way. You know, mm-hmm. You as a listener should rediscover something in yourself. Yeah, it should be an, the sound should be an input to think about maybe yourself. I think in that way. I mean, my concept, I have more or less this approach. I intend to, but sometimes it functions by some people, but the others don't understand it at all.
Is it hard to achieve that in the means of, let's say, multimedia performances? Because in some way, multimedia is often about gathering as much information as you can through different medias and present them in various way.
Yeah, that's kind of how you say, izazov, challenge. It's kind of challenge. Yeah, how can you make a concept that's intermedial, multimedial, without getting kitschy or do not make too much, but to stay reduced and to try to get as much message to listener, viewer, to the audience. It's really kind of, it's not easy, huh? When you have visual inputs and sound inputs, and but I don't know, I think it functions in this project.
Maybe you should explain about your hibernation project.
Yeah, this hibernation music theater is about that. It's really, yeah, it has also social impacts. The story is kind of abstract. There is a commander that's an insomniac on the stage, and there are two hibernation pods with two people, and that's the journey from somewhere to somewhere. It's not explained at all. And video...
You have to say that this takes part in a possible future.
Yeah, it's
and
possible
it's about
future,
space
yeah.
travel.
Yeah, yeah, it's about space travel, actually. And the story, it's in kind of 2053, It's in 2053, and there is this guy who's genetically manipulated, and he never slept, never dreamed. Actually, that's the point. He doesn't have a dream. He's just doing his job and transporting. Yeah? He's going through life without dreaming. Yeah? And there are these other guys who are actually permanently dreaming. And it's kind of, contradictory, more or less, because at the end, you don't know actually what's true or what's not true, what's the reality. Is this guy who actually never dreams the real person, or are the others the real persons? But it's kind of also telling the story about the agony of the 90s or Bosnia or whatever, and about all these feelings or emotional states that are totally pushed down under. And because in the mean that you can function, you have to suppress a lot of things. And basically the music is pulling out this suppressed emotion and is like drawing this agony that's down under. And it really, it's not a short piece. It's over 20 minutes long. And it's really agonizing for people to listen it. You have really to... You're with battle with yourself. It's kind of hard.
There is no narrative solution. There is no development in a traditional sense, and that makes people nervous because it's hard to surrender just to the presence and the sound of the presence, and you know, without this old cliche or this old style of composing music where you always play with repetition and surprise, basically. So it's about expectations in the audience that are fulfilled or not fulfilled. That's probably the most boiled down essence of making music, fulfilling or not fulfilling expectations. And these expectations, of course, you have to learn first to understand it. You have to learn a style or a tradition. And when you remove these things, what's left is very... distressing, but also offering something new, I think.
Tole je bil prvi del intervjuja z Belmo Bešlič in Bernhardom Galom. Sledi kratek predah z nekaj glasbe Bernharda Gala z cedejke Relief, na to pa še drugi del intervjuja.
If you stay with silence for a bit, you use a lot of field recordings also, or you use sound that you gathered from your sound installation or from your pieces for acoustic instruments and treat them as sound objects as such. For instance, in your work Relief, that you also released a record last year. But I wanted to ask you, if you talk through silence and space, how do you treat the sounds coming from the space where you perform? As an integral part of what you are presenting on the stage? Or?
Mm-hmm. That's a very, actually, interesting subject for Relief, for my laptop performances, because for me it's very hard to block out those elements that are there already, mm-hmm. because the music is quiet sometimes and fragile. So if there is noise in a certain space, like I go to have a concert somewhere and there is noise from the street coming, or there's a air conditioned system, or noise from the video beam or whatever, mm-hmm. or people talking and drinking, depending on the space, then I try to incorporate those things into the performance. So actually also on the Relief CD, in many of the pieces, I took this as the starting point of my improvisation, mm-hmm. to blend my sounds together with the sounds that are already there. But in the recordings, you don't have it, because the recording came straight from the computer. Mm-hmm. So this mix you only had as an audience in the real space. And then something else came out of it as a resulting CD.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a question for you, Belma, directly. I'm coming out from a situation that is very common, at least here in Slovenia, but I'm thinking it's more of the less the same in all the regions of XU, where study of classical music or something like it is very rigid and non-inspiring. So I know a lot of Slovene artists who went especially to Austria to study, for instance, either coming from jazz field or coming from the field of classical music to study more contemporary classical music. Mm. So is it the same situation with Bosnia, Austria?
Yeah, of course, definitely. Now, if I may say, there is kind of not little difference between Slovenia and, for objection, Bosnia, or in a way how the new music or avant-garde or whatever is understood, and the possibilities you have for production in Slovenia and Bosnia. In Bosnia there is no scene like that. That's absolutely non-existent. For we were now in April with Vortex, and it was the first time ever the people had the opportunity to hear something like that. Mm-hmm. And they were totally shocked. They were outrageous, For objection, in Tuzla, I think two-thirds of audience left. Yeah?
Yeah.
Really outraged, they left and said, what is this? Yeah? What the, is this? But this one-third that stayed, they were totally, wow, great, and we need something like that, the new inputs and new something fresh that you can think about it and whatever. But basically, it's true. I mean, if you want to study, composition or whatever, to really be into this avant-garde or contemporary thing, you have to go to Austria or Germany or somewhere else, because still in Zagreb or Ljubljana, more or less, and do not mention Sarajevo, where it's not existent, or Belgrade, where there's a little bit of that. It's still this rigid studies are still kind of traditional and conservative, and it depends. Sometimes kind of post-romanticism, like in Bosnia, in composition, and or kind of surrealism, or I don't know, maybe post-surrealism, like in Slovenia. But I think, it's kind of that. But still in Ljubljana, you can make, I guess, how I'm used to it, more than somewhere else.
I think it also, it depends on the scenes. If you're talking now about more the contemporary studies for instrumental music, and I think this always goes together with opportunities to perform and musicians that are able to perform it. And if you don't have any of it, there is no scene, then it's very hard. You cannot perform scores of actual music if the people don't know how to play it, and if you don't have money and spaces to do it. And maybe it's easier if you work with laptop or your own self-made electronic stuff to find little spaces here or there to do this very alternative, in a very alternative setting to realize something. It's much more difficult if you're depending on a framework of musicians that also should be paid, and so on.
So that is possibly also how it is in Vienna or in Berlin. In my experience when I was there, the concerts that I attended had more or less the same amount of people attending as here in Ljubljana. We talk about 50 people maybe, or more.
But then again, you have other scenes there. Like in Berlin, there's a great scene for sound art, which is not existing in many other places in this, with this impact, where there are a lot of sound artists, and there are some opportunities to create works on a bigger scale, installations, or sometimes they enter into the more institutionalized festivals like Märzmusik, where there is also some space for more experimental stuff. So they are open to it, to bring in things like this sometimes. And that's great, and that should be the case more.
Poslušali ste intervju z bosansko skladateljico in pianistko Belmo Bešlič in avstrijskim zvočnim umetnikom Bernhardom Galom, ki bosta nocoj kot Vortex Project predstavila svoje delo v tovarni Rok. Nastop se prične ob 20. uri, vstop pa je prost. Z njima se je pogovarjal Luka Zagoričnik.
Intervju Radija Študent.